Oh, we got something we got to talk about. You know why we haven't been? This is the start of the show. You know why we haven't been here? Because me and Scott have been pleading with Greg not to use the AI song.
Step above, step up, this is the place. Welcome on to the new low space. Mix up lines, mix the beats, hit hard. Stories drop like a lyrical shard. This is a new low, where the truth unfolds, voices loud, breaking the mold.
Thank you.
Jody.
You feel like we have to look at the camera like it's an intro to Family Matters.
I don't know what happened. I didn't hear anything.
I can't time it. That's my biggest issue. I can't time it.
That was a good one.
Don't love that. Not a big fan of the AI.
You didn't even listen.
Just in general.
Blow sticks.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
That was AI.
This is not Who Does a Podcast. This is a new low.
Whoa.
A new low.
Who Does AI?
A new does a podcast. Like, that's what we should combine shows. A new does a podcast.
Cheers from a new podcast.
A new, our Indian friend, does a podcast.
A new?
A new does a
rash.
I remember Greg's Indian friend.
That's right. He did have an Indian friend. They were watching football that one night.
No, he did. He got rid of him.
Still did.
You moved. You don't have him anymore. What's going on, everybody? This is a new low. I'm Headphone Joe. This is Greg.
Hi.
L Greg. I won't say Greg by Greg. This is what happens when you guys miss
Greg
a week.
By Greg.
L Greg and Scott by Scott. How you doing, fellas?
Hey. Doing good. Hey.
Hey, guys. Hi, guys.
What is this weird Scott energy?
Hey, guys. I'm having fun.
Scott,
Greg, stop playing those AI sound clips.
That's weird.
Okay. I got to go grab a teaspoon. You guys talk to the audience while I'm gone.
Oh, Joe's drinking tea now. He has to go get a teaspoon because he's all fancy now that he's married. He's drinking tea. Ooh, I have to have a teaspoon. To stir his tea. You
know when the teaspoon was invented, Greg?
1977.
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Just hearing Kyle rage in his seat. Dead audio.
All right. I got it.
Drinks.
It's actually a spoon that Mr. T would hang from the necklace, and that's why they called it a teaspoon.
Or small circle people.
How much are you using? That's the whole point.
Gotta get a teaspoon.
And what is that? Is that salt or is it
sugar? Small one. Sugar. Small one. The other one's too much. Big hole's too much.
Use the wide mouth. We're men here.
No, don't. I mean,
I'm not using the wide mouth.
Remember when soda cans got the wide mouth before they had little baby mouths?
It was a beer can first, and they made a big deal about it, and they were like pouring beer out of the big hole in the can, and then everybody started using the bigger hole.
And then big soda pop was like, you can sell more soda pop if it's bigger hole.
Question, do you guys open it all the way, or do you kind of do like a half open?
Oh, all the way.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, so I'm sipping it just in case if you're worried that it's going to spray. You think it's going to spray the...
What?
What are you about to say?
Was it if I'm a sipper, I open it halfway?
I've never in my life opened it halfway. But you know who does? My wife. And every time...
My wife.
The problem is she never finishes a beer, so then I have to drink it. And then I'm like, why am I not getting the amount of beer that should be coming from
that is that would annoy me.
Tilt, and then well, I'm like, beer, oh, she didn't open it all the way.
A beer I'm pouring into a glass, first of all.
Ooh,
have you ever had one where you opened it? You tried to open the whole way, but it just popped a little bit, and then the tab broke off. Then you had to cut your finger off trying to open it.
Hasn't happened lately, but that, I feel like that happened a lot when I was a kid.
And you start jamming it in the hole.
I feel like that happened all the time when I was a kid.
Okay, oh, so you should always be pouring your beers into a glass, Joe. Never drink it from the bottle.
Yes.
I'm just drinking it out of the can.
The flavor is all messed up. Don't do it.
I was going to say, if I'm just drinking a Yingling, I'm just going to drink it out of the can. If I'm going to go like a, what's it called? A craft beer, then.
I agree.
Oh,
Scott.
Yeah, I forgot.
It's better in a glass,
you guys,
but.
You guys drink that awful beer.
Sometimes you just need like a little go-to type of beer, you know? A little hands,
round
hands on. What's the word I'm
hands across about? America.
Mr. Hands, though.
Oh, don't know what I was going to say. All right.
Mr.
So
Hand.
The drink I'm making.
Horse.
Everybody brace yourself. This is a difficult word. The drink I'm making is the Caipirisca. Caipirisca. Caipirosca.
Oh, it's delicious.
Caipirisco? Caipirosco? Caipirosca?
How do you spell it again?
I honestly do not know.
Caipirosca.
I don't know what you just said.
Caipirisco. Sounds right.
Caprisca. Caprisca. Caprisca 43.
It's probably like crunch.
It's. I'm assuming it's Spanish because, again, I'm still drinking my liqueur 43, which is
Caprisca.
Caprisca. So you're gonna fill your glass with 4 teaspoons of
Caprisca.
Four teaspoons of cane sugar and some lime. They want you to cut a lime. I didn't feel like cutting a lime, so I just went with 3/4 of an ounce.
Just cut some cheese and head your way.
Greg cut a lime before the show.
Then you blend that together. Then you fill the glass with ice. So let me throw the ice in my glass.
Tink, tink.
Wife is walking by.
I need to put some
looking
whiskey
at Julian's pronunciation guide where we look at how to pronounce.
Okay. Don't know what Scott's listening to.
Caprisco.
Well, 1 ounce do you say what of your liqueur 43. Today? 1 ounce?
Almost okay, a 2 ounce. Your name pronunciation. For more cocktail names, make sure to stay tuned, including
did he say, Scott? I didn't even hear it.
I don't know. Apparently, it's a 16-minute
that's
intro.
Prepared with cachaça. This one is made with vodka. What's the name? Caipirosca.
Caipirosca. Caipirosca. I was close.
More videos
I said Caprisco.
Caprisca. Caprisca.
Caprisca.
Caprisca.
All right. Caprisca.
Is yours made with vodka?
Yes, it is. So 1 ounce of liqueur 43, 1 ounce of vodka. I feel like I need more. It's not really a full drink here, but I do have a big glass. So we'll operate with the big glass.
You know what they say about men with big glasses.
Hey-o.
My hand's still
and
up.
You give it a twirl. Give it a twirl. Go upside down with the twirl. Nice little dilution on that bad boy. You'll hear this in post. I didn't put the original sound on.
Okay, because I'm not hearing a
speech. Yeah, what's up?
Shh.
Dude, shout
on
out.
Toodle. Sean Toodle.
That's good. A little too sweet because of all the sugar.
Yeah, that happens when you put that sugar
good.
In.
It's a lot of sugar. It's a lot of
did
sugar.
You mostly use the big mouth.
I did not use the big mouth. I went little mouth.
That's what she
it's
said.
Sweet, but the lime in there is giving you a nice bit of tartness with it as well.
Shantoodle.
The vanilla and the orange citrusy is not coming out, but the vodka is also well hidden in all the sweet
it's easy
and
to hide the
sour.
Vodka.
Yeah, so. It's a solid little drink here. It's a solid little drink. I'm going to give this 6 out of 8 Joes.
6 out of 8 Joes.
Well, we'll take this up a notch. Damn, do I have... Damn, I wish I had some ginger ale.
That would pineapple be juice?
Nah, not pineapple juice. If I had some ginger ale or like a seltzer or something, that'd really take it up a notch.
A Yingling?
I got
a question for you guys.
I can go grab a Yingling. I had a question in here.
I got a question for you guys.
No. I was going to say, you ever found something that you lost? Well, you didn't lose, someone else lost, and then they refound it, and you're like, oh, yeah. Well, a while ago, I think I talked about my penguin that went missing. My crystal penguin that went missing.
When the crystal penguin.
Was turning over the seasons. And we just turned back over the seasons. Fall is now fallen into my abode. And the penguin has been refound. It was in the fall stuff. We thought it was in the Christmas stuff. It wasn't in the Christmas stuff. It was in the fall stuff. So happy to have the penguin back.
Was it Danny DeVito or was it Colin Farrell?
Colin Farrell. Very realistic. Mm. Very gritty. Accurate portrayal.
What portrayal?
Have you guys heard the Benedict Cumberbatch trying to say penguin? That was hilarious.
No.
Have you heard Bad Bunny try to pronounce it?
Bad Bunny. Scott, what was your question? I'm sorry.
It's the penguin. Speaking of Bad Bunnies.
It's the penguin.
You guys remember the feeling of the last day of school before summer started?
Yes, fondly.
Have you ever had that feeling since? I feel like I've been chasing that dragon. I don't think it's ever gonna.
I feel like the day before you go on vacation, like any. Like,
I was just about to say that. Vacation. I was like, I think it's I'm having that feeling thing. Right now, as I'm counting down the days to the honeymoon, right before we went on the cruise. When we had that big vacation, like, I feel like that is the last time you have that. That but is nothing what like I feel like it's now.
Just because that's twofold. Like, you're completing a step in your life and you're moving forward to the fun ass summer, and then you're starting another step. So that's almost like three things happening on the last day of school.
That is true.
For summer.
Because
now I even liked going back. I think we discussed going back to school. Like, I looked forward to it. I love that.
I loved going back to school. Not immediately.
I wanted my summer for sure. But
I think also the difference in why you could probably never recapture it, Scotty, is because there's never going to be like a moment where you're working towards 3 months off. Like, it's 3 months off of school. That's why it's like.
That's what I'm saying. I'm never going back there again.
Like, even a vacation, most you're going to get, the most even you might like get the in a
greatest,
vacation.
The maybe greatest
three
vacation.
Weeks a month, but like
three well, graduating, months. Graduating, your last day of senior year, to me, nothing was like it. Cause,
yeah, like, that is the one for me. Senior year graduation, then you're just like out in the world.
Because it was, no one can really it just seemed so awful.
Like, but then you had to get a job.
It seemed so awful. Well, yeah.
It just, like, it seemed like it would never end. That was it's a like, swerve. Oh, we're kids. I want
to. Oh, you mean school itself get to the end of the school.
Yeah. And know that you don't have to come back, even though most of us went back.
If you don't want to.
But.
Unless you sign up for college. If you don't want to, you don't have to.
Unless you sign up for college.
Some people don't sign up. Some people say they're
going
to take a gap
and don't
year.
Sign up.
Some people say they're going to
If I would have known that you could have just gone to classes without signing up, would have saved so much money.
I know, right?
Just audit a class.
If you're not going to graduate anyway, then why pay for it?
Get all the debt,
No one's audited my degree yet. I could have.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I put it on my goddamn. Nobody checks it.
I was like, no one's ever been like, let me see the degree. Let me see the degree. Let me get the transcripts.
I've never had to do algebra. I've never had to show my degrees. It was all I. Big college.
Is the college degree, I mean, is the college degree kind of like the, not the criminal record, your permanent record? Like, it's talked about a lot, but at the end of the day, no one's really checking it. Well, no one cares how many times I got suspended.
The biggest thing is
unless you
like,
need a job, maybe.
The no job, difference in salary for someone with a degree and not a degree is a real
what
thing.
What I'm saying
like,
is...
Well, if you know that they're not going to check it, then give me that.
I was going to say, what I'm saying is somebody could probably... I'm not saying I've done this because I graduated from college, but there have been stories...
Did you? I
did. I have the degree.
Did you? Did you get your degree?
I have the degree. There has been stories about... I remember college basketball coaches.
Yeah.
There's been like two or three college basketball coaches in my lifetime that after like 5 years of them coaching at like this D2 school, it comes to find out they never graduated. They never actually had a college degree. And then they get fired. And it's like, I'm like, wait, you could just lie about it and no one did. Like, this, you're going to coach at a university and no one decided to vet that? Like, that's insane. So it's like, how much vetting are people doing of the actual degree? It's interesting. Just saying.
Yep. You had a BA.
Just putting it out there.
In basketball.
BA and BS.
BA.
You had a BS. That was fine. You would have said that, Scott? You would have brought the house down.
Oh, you want to run it back? That was it.
So, yeah. But what made you think of it?
It's all downhill after summer break.
Something happened? Did you go back to school last week?
I was just thinking about that feeling, and I don't know what brought it up. I was like, I'm never going to feel that again.
True.
Especially when you had, like, pizza on that. It was, like, the Friday. Ooh. And then you had pizza and the whole summer. And then
you don't
like,
really have to be in your class. So you're kind of running around from class to class. You're just, like, you're big man on campus. You're running the halls.
You're finally not afraid to talk to people.
And then, like, people are signing your yearbook. Nothing better than the sign my yearbook.
Oh, your crush signs it.
And then she says something. You're finally like,
says,
oh my gosh,
sweetie,
she does
think
know
about
me.
It all summer, and then the next year she didn't even talk to you.
All summer, you're locked in.
She leaves her pager number in it.
Wow, you're old.
My favorite thing, says, may your life be as long as a roll of toilet paper. Thank you. That was one of the best advice
okay,
I had.
Hey, you know that ends, right?
Yes. Wait, that's the kind of people that were signing my yearbook.
I was saying, what was the thing that I think by the time I got to like middle school, it was like hugs or hags or something like
stay,
that?
Stay
have
cool.
Have a great summer.
Stay cool.
Stay cool.
Have a great summer. Hags. People started hags? Short hair. Oh, that was like the beginning. I would say that was the beginning of my generation, like LOL, LMAO, like just like. Things
no,
get
they were all online.
Just shorten it up. Like hags. I was like, what the fuck is hags? And people were like, have a great summer.
They're
like,
adding their AIM usernames in the yearbook.
Eat more chicken.
Shout out to AIM. I miss AIM. I was way too young to be on AIM back in the day.
When that door opened, when you hear the door open up, you're like, who's online? it's her. It's the girl I'm in love with. Should I message her?
The funny thing, Joe, is when I started hearing that sound, I was in my mid-20s.
I was like 8.
Getting on the internet. Oh, and you pick up the phone to make a call, and somebody else is on the internet in the house. I'm like,
crazy.
God, I need to call somebody. Or somebody interrupts you.
I'm going to get an AOL CD
image.
From the newsstand.
Newspaper. Yeah.
Newsstand. Oh, we just got in the mail.
It was a 3.5-inch floppy disk at first. Whoa.
Oh, and then
came in the Sunday
bigger,
paper.
You know
came
I mean?
In the Sunday paper, and it started coming in the mail. Yeah, AOL.
Yeah,
the way.
I got it in the mail, and then there was a house down the street, but like a couple houses down and across the street that was unoccupied, but for some reason the mail person would give them one, so we'd go snag that one. So we got 2 6-month trials, baby. We were good for the year.
They used to be like hours too. It'd be like 100 hours free. You'd be like, I'm gonna use up these 100 hours.
For one image.
By the time
download.
I got there it was months. So AOL's still kicking, huh? They got big enough to do a merger with Time Warner. Well, AIM is
just
gone,
in time.
But
too.
I think like AOL as a company, like they've merged so many times now. Like it's
unless you're in Utah, then AIM is still there.
Oh, hey now.
So that's a segue. you guys hear about this? We've been off for a while. There's something that came up in the gaming world. The game Assassin's Creed. You guys familiar with Assassin's Creed?
Yeah.
Classic.
You know
jump
the premise
from one rooftop to another.
You know the premise of Assassin's Creed?
Well, that's yes. The premise.
The premise of Assassin's Creed is usually the main character is someone who's been wronged by someone through the annals of time, and they've been recruited and trained by this League of Assassins to take down this inherent evil that we all can agree upon. They've been in like France. I think they've been in Italy. Like
where all the naked the ladies game, dance.
Game's been going on for a while. So apparently, Ubisoft, is that how you say the company's name? Ubisoft? I've never pronounced it out loud.
I've never either. I've seen it, but I've never tried to say it out loud.
I believe it's Ubisoft.
Ubisoft? Okay, Ubisoft.
No, Ubisoft. Right.
I was about to say, wait a second. Ubisoft?
I'd be hard. Ubisoft.
Look, I'd be hard. Ubisoft. But Ubisoft, who is in charge of making these games, they've shelved their most recent version of Assassin's Creed.
That it took place in Utah?
That was to come out. It was going to be a black lead. It was going to take place during the Civil War. And he was going to be hunting down KKK and Confederates.
And, oh, bring it back. I want to play this game.
It's very interesting that their reasoning was the climate is too... The climate is not good right now. We're going to not do... We're going to shelve this. The climate's... We can't agree that the KKK and the Confederates are bad. Like, the climate can't handle that. Well,
when the Klan's in the White House,
chloroflora,
you can't really rock the...
The climate can't handle that. Like,
the chlorofluorocarbons and the environment.
That's not something we can all just agree about.
And anti-fascism is a terrorist group, Joe.
I thought we all knew that the KKK is not good.
Joe, they're in the White House, so...
Just saying,
it's half crazy. The country thinks they're all right.
It's just crazy, man. I feel like if you ask them, they wouldn't even say like the KKK. Like we're down with the KKK. Like they'd at least try to skirt it.
Well, that's what they do. But
that's what I'm saying. They try to skirt it. So I feel like the game should just go forth because, like, if you get pushback, then you just showing.
Yeah, yeah. I don't.
You just showing other reasons.
It's probably
not
even done. It's probably not even done. Program. They're like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, why did you stop? Like, just keep going. Like,
keep
crazy.
Keep going.
It's like that meme of Delroy Lindo. I don't know what show it's from, but he's maybe it's the Newsroom. I don't know. I've never watched that show on Apple. Is that the name of it? Not Newsroom.
Is he on the Newsroom?
The Morning Show. I don't know what show it's from. But he's like he's like a news anchor, and there's a white guy, and the white guy's like, I don't know why we can't say the N-word, and Delroy Lindo's character is like, then say it. Go ahead and say it. You want to say it? Go and say it. So it's like, yeah, if you make the game, like, let them say it. Let them say that this is something's wrong with this. It's like, just hold their feet to the fire on it. Like, I mean, if they want to jump out and say we should be protecting the KKK, then boom, we all... Everything that's been lied about, you know, they're not racist or anything. Boom, it's on Front Street. You can't hide it anymore. So, Ubisoft.
Like, I feel like that happened was real. When
Elon did the salute. Everyone was like, "If it's not wrong, you do it."
Exactly. Why don't you do it then? Huh? Why don't you do it? Nah, I'm not going to do it. Why not? Huh? Why not?
I think that was a real thing. It wasn't on a TV. I mean, it wasn't on a.
It might have been a real thing, but then I think it was. Not adapted, but they took it to a TV show because when
I think it was from The Good Fight.
The Good Fight. That's what it is.
Yeah. But I think he did it originally on a real show or something.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I'm doing research, you know, poorly.
But yeah, so it's
I'm poor.
Ubisoft. Like, what are you doing? Why'd you give up?
Hey, Ubisoft.
Just keep going.
Ubisoft.
Ubisoft. Ubistank.
Ubisoft.
I don't know why.
Don't know why they didn't.
Was a great band. But, you know. Let's go.
You know,
still is.
Things be happening.
You know who would hate that
Bistank
video game?
Hey guys,
it's Canute here, and I'm back with another question. Recently, I was at a park. Anyway, I sat on a bench, looked on the right, and I've gone, "Oh no, there's a set of keys there. They're not mine. Whose are they?" At the same time, a woman sort of stopped there as well. And I said, "Oh, are these your keys?" And she goes, "No." And then we looked at each other and she said, "Oh, I might grab them." I'm like, "Why?" Anyway, my question to you guys is, what do you do in this situation? Do you take the keys for safekeeping and somehow advertise your fountain keys, or just leave them there, because obviously the person was sitting there, they're going to get their car or house and go, oh, sitting down, and they may return. So what would you do in this situation? Over to you guys. The end of my question.
It sounds like he's still sitting on that bench. Like he's in a park, the birds chirping.
It's like before he's gone. Right after she walked away.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think I'd leave him because there's really no point to taking him. You're never going to get him to the right person.
It's not like you're going to take him to the police station or something.
Like, here's some keys. Yeah, just leave them.
Yeah, like just leave them.
You don't know where they go to. So that woman's kind of sketchy.
Or pick it up and then like announce, did someone forget their keys?
I have keys here. There might be a car nearby. Does anyone want these keys?
I have keys. Maybe you walk up and like...
Unless you're in a place that's designated lost and found, you just leave them.
Maybe there's a parking lot nearby.
Oh, yeah, because they'll be... Beep, beep. Well, if there's a parking lot nearby, they'll probably figure it out quickly that their car...
We can get away with that, Joe. I don't know if you can.
I don't know if I can get away with it. I obviously can't get away with it.
Start running around beeping cars. Where? I was just looking for the owner.
Yeah, I was like, I was gonna leave.
I would say,
most driving the car to the owner's house.
Don't stress about it. Just leave the keys and don't. Yeah, you didn't lose the keys. Leave the keys, Knut.
I had a situation similar to this.
Stay away from that woman.
I was at Walmart. No, Scott. I think Greg was gonna be the first one to do it. I was at Walmart. Like this is like months ago at this point, and. Everything's self-checkout. And I was going to the self-checkout, and the person before me had either left some cash or left their keys or phone or something. And I was just like, hey, hey. And then he turned around. And I was like, hey, here you go. He was like, oh, thanks so much. I think it was cash. I think he forgot to get his change or something. And I gave him the money. He was like, oh, thanks, man. I was like, yeah, no problem. And so... Sometimes, like, if it's in the moment, you see somebody, like, yeah, flag them down or whatever. But, like, those keys could be anybody. That person could have been there hours ago.
Speaking of keys, when I was just out of high school, actually, working at a grocery store, it was early on because I was bagging groceries. So it was, like, the first couple months. I was collecting the carts from the parking lot, bringing them in, and I found a cart that had 2 12-packs of soda on the bottom part. Ooh. But they forgot to put their car.
Ooh.
So I was bringing it back inside to just, you know, get back to the manager or whatever. And the security guard, as I went by, I was like, somebody left their soda in there. I didn't say soda. I said Coke because I was in Texas. Even though it wasn't Coke, it's probably Sprite. So somebody left their Coke in their cart, and he just pulled out his keys and gave them to me. He said, hey, put that in my trunk.
That's pretty good, actually.
Security guard. They paid for it. It's mine now.
Yeah, I was like, I don't need to go back in the store. Who cares?
He didn't even take these. He's like, yeah, here, put them in my car.
That's pretty good.
Classic security. He's keeping them secure so when the people came back, he could go to his car.
Scott,
give him away.
I added some ginger beer to this, by the way. So good. Oh, my gosh. I think I just created a new drink.
You did. At Cucar. What is it?
Cucaracha.
Oh, cockroach. Let's go.
Caprisco.
Caprisco. Caprisco. I don't know.
Sean Toodle.
Scott, you worked at CVS. Anybody ever leave their keys at the CVS?
All the time, people would leave stuff.
You ever left anything? You had to go chase it down? Retrace your steps?
Not really. Have you guys left your phone anywhere and then freaked out and never found it?
And never found
only
it?
Only at home. I've always found it. Or in the car. I only leave it at home or in the car. And then I know where it is. Like, I went to the grocery store yesterday and my list was on my phone. But I was listening to a book on tape or audiobook. Because it's not on tape.
Book on tape.
My phone. And I got out of the car, went and was like, oh, shit, my list is on my phone. I left it in the car. And I usually have it in my pocket, but I had it. But I remembered everything on the list, and I got everything, even though...
Wow, you didn't just go back to the car?
Yep, it's pretty good.
I'll have the list on my phone in my hand and forget something still.
True.
No, it's funny. Today,
and when you check it off.
Called Ariel on the way to the grocery store, and I was like, what you need? And she was at work, and she said, like, 7 things. I didn't write them down, and I'm in there, and I'm like, I forgot everything she said. Let me just walk everywhere and see if anything jogs my memory.
Bunch of tampons.
I think I got everything I needed.
Band-aid.
The thing that, like, it was like honey, chamomile tea, apples, Ezekiel bread, and I was like, okay. I think I had everything Ezekiel except Elliot. The apples.
Rookie
and
then Crystal. I was like, penguin.
Got the apples, got her some milk because I know she's going to want some milk. But yeah.
Fall decorations.
Yeah. Christmas tree.
No, I'll just wait for to steal one of Greg's.
We bought one of those when we were in Wisconsin, by the way. For the cabin, of course.
Of course you did.
He's going to be on one of those TV shows in 10 years. That couple has 7,000 trees.
Yeah.
Well, all right then.
Yeah.
Speaking of
trees.
Welcome to the movies.
Thank you to Satan for giving me inspiration.
Oh, right. It's been a while since I saw you guys last.
Been a while since I've been saw you guys.
Can't remember the last thing I saw before I did the show. We're in October now. So I think I saw Satisfied on Thursday after, after we recorded that first Wednesday, I saw Satisfied. Satisfied is a documentary about Renee Elise Goldsberry, who plays Angelica in Hamilton. The synopsis is an intimate look into the actress, Renee Elise Goldsberry, a woman struggling to have a family and balance a career against the backdrop of the hit musical Hamilton. Documentary pretty much covers from 2015, like things we're actually seeing, like 2014, 2015, up until like 2024-ish. And it was really compelling. She did a lot of like journaling with her camera, just like
I was gonna say, why was this being filmed to begin with?
Crazy, right? Like, it was shocking how much stuff was filmed of the time. Some of it was just like her personal, like keeping notes to herself, sending messages to her children because she had a son, and then her and her husband adopted a baby girl. And when she was doing the workshop and the show, she couldn't put them to bed, so she would send these voice messages to them. But there were also people who were documenting some parts of her life at that time, which was interesting. There's a moment in like 2016 while Hamilton is on its run. It's finally opened up. It's on its run. And she's stressed out, and they're about to do the Tony run because it's been nominated. And she takes like some time off to go back to Texas where she's from. And we see her with her family. She takes a trip over to go see her high school drama teacher, who was like obviously one of her first champions, put her in a musical in, I think it's South Pacific. She was the lead, and like, her and her mom talked about like how crazy it was for her to get the lead, being a black girl in an all white cast, basically, in a role that's normally casted for a white girl. And she talked to him and his wife, and I was like, they were filming this back in 2016, like, okay. But at that point, Hamilton is kind of a hit, and you know, there's a lot of fanfare. She's doing a lot of interviews. She's on her Tony run, so that was interesting. But good doc. I believe it's on Apple Plus now. I don't know if it's only for rent or if it's on like a part of the, you know, their shit. But that was that. Saw The Smashing Machine, directed by Benny Safdie, starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Emily Blunt. The unforgettable true story of a UFC legend. The story of legendary mixed martial art. Mixed martial artist and UFC fighter Mark Kerr. Interesting movie. Really good performance from The Rock.
How about his hair? How did you feel about it?
Did you watch the movie?
How about the prosthetics?
Just going on look.
I just seen the previews and I don't know. I was just off put. It was off-putting.
I was confused in the previews as well.
Is he doing white face?
No. Mark Kerr is
actually
like
the dude is
Irish and Puerto Rican. Something like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's pretty accurate to the look.
Yeah, I was about to say the look is kind of like
especially when he shaved his head.
They show photos and stuff like that. Yeah, him shaving the head and everything. It was interesting. Apparently, a lot of the scenes in the movie are like from the actual documentary that I can't track down anymore. Apparently, called also The Smashing Machine. But, yeah, it's a weird movie because it's like slice of life in a way. And, like, there's nothing really propelling you towards anything. It feels almost, like, aimless and adrift. And you're just getting these performances that are compelling, except for Emily Blunt's performance. Not her fault. Her character was written as like the girlfriend that doesn't understand the guy, and every scene she's in, she's just like the worst. Like that, her character is just designed to be the worst, which was unfortunate. But me and Kyle were texting about it after I saw it because I know he had saw it, and I was like, spoiler alert for anybody that hasn't seen The Smashing Machine is unfamiliar with the story. I assumed something tragic was like going to happen, and it just never happened. I didn't know the guy was still alive. he appears at the end of the movie, and I was like, I more or less left like, why did we choose to tell this story in this medium? I feel like the documentary kind of would have covered it, but telling this as a narrative and there being no narrative was interesting. Worth a watch though. Not a terrible movie, but just an intriguing journey of a movie.
Sounds awful.
Watched High and Low. High and Low, the 1963 Akira Kurosawa film. Movie was recently adapted by Spike Lee and Denzel for Highest to Lowest, but this was the original 1963. Okay. As I said, High and Low. Very interesting movie. It's black and white. It's in Japanese. It's on HBO Max right now. Really good. Really compelling. Fantastic filmmaking. Makes me want to watch more Kurosawa movies because he's somebody I've heard about that, you know, all these directors are inspired by and take things from. And I've never sat down and actually watched one of the movies. And I watched it and I was like, damn, this is still good now. This is really, really compelling. Can you not hear, Greg? What's going on?
No, I don't like my chair.
It's oh, okay. Black. I was like, what's going on? But yeah, some really good stuff. Really good police work. Really good mystery, intrigue. And just a real conundrum. A real, real conundrum. After that, I saw, I don't know how to pronounce this name of this movie still. Enomine? I think that's how you pronounce it. Enomine? Directed by Ronan Day-Lewis. Starring Daniel Day-Lewis. And Sean Bean.
John Tootle.
This movie, not that good. Felt like a glorified student film in a way. This was Ronan's directorial debut. I don't think it would have got as much money or fanfare if his father wasn't in it. But Daniel Day-Lewis, still a good actor. Still a really good actor. This movie boils down really to like three
Ronan Farrow?
Really good monologues by Daniel Day-Lewis, and he fucking delivers. After that, the favorite movie of mine in this bunch, well, that's not true. Roofman, starring Channing Tatum, directed by Derek Cianfrance, one of my favorite directors. One of my favorite creators, I guess. Anemone? That's what it is.
Is a name after the sea anemone? Anemone, yeah.
I don't think it is, because I think it's a flower. There's also like a white flower they cut to a couple times. Anemone is anemone. So, Roofman is about a real-life story about this guy who was robbing McDonald's goes to jail, breaks out, lives in a Toys R Us for a little while. Channing Tatum plays the lead character. Channing Tatum is one of my favorite actors at this point. He has a charm and an innocence that just projects through the screen that makes you believe and trust the character that he is, that he portrays. They did a little fudging of the story when I went back and looked at it, but he ends up falling in love with this woman in a small town.
And, what, which movie? I'm sorry, I didn't catch.
Roofman. Roofman.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You lost me at Channing Tatum.
Wow, not to be confused with Channing's the really guy good. In Utah.
But, Scotty? it's really good. Check it out.
Greg?
Check it out. I liked it a lot. The last Channing movie
Tatum
is
like he has Down Syndrome.
The Wicker Man. The Wicker Man. 1973's The Wicker Man. I won't talk much because we discussed it on Who Does a Podcast last night. It's on your feeds right now, so check that out. That is my very long movie review.
This is short.
Very
one
cool.
Done.
Yes, yes, yes.
Edward Woodward, Christopher Lee.
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I was out of town last week. Was trying to go to the movie when I was in Wisconsin because I really wanted to see one battle after another. But I wasn't able to till I got back, and I went to see it Monday night. And it was everybody was raving about it. And as I watched the first half hour, so I was like, this could be the one of the ones that everybody liked and I don't like. That is not the case. Thanks to Leonardo DiCaprio, who was one of our special actors out there. He's just really good
diamonds.
At being that, especially that kind of character. Because he was kind of that kind of character in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Just
yeah.
And also, from the previews,
Don't Look Up.
From the previews, it looked like he was kind of just manic and just crazy, you know. But that wasn't at all mm-hmm. what his character was. He was actually really put together, just a little bit on marijuana, a little bit. But he was really good. Chase Infinity, is that her name? She was really good. Never seen her before. She was very good. Sean Penn was insane. Sean Penn's character and him, insane performance. Fun. Perfect for that. I mean, it was perfect. He nailed it. One thing, Tiana Taylor's one long eyelash on each eye, and I'm not sure how they even did that. What was that?
I was so confused.
With the one long eyelash on each eye.
I thought I was tripping at first until I listened to somebody else reviewing it, and they were like, it was shot so like well that you could see the individual eyelashes. I was like, okay, not
no,
just me.
it wasn't individual. It was one eyelash. That
it was that
was
one that
than
just
the
went
rest.
Right. I was like, what the
yeah, heck? That was crazy. Yeah. There was what may become my favorite scene or shot in movies history was the driving scene where they were going over the hills.
Driving scene?
Over the hills, just low to the ground. Just so what are you going to see when you come over this hill?
Yeah.
So well thought of, like to even think of doing that. And just to execute it, it was amazing. It was beautiful.
Apparently,
was,
they didn't have, like, they didn't fully have the end of the movie in that until they were driving back from a different location scout. And they were like, these hills are kind of interesting, huh?
It was, yeah, that was just so well done. And I saw today a clip of when Leonardo DiCaprio's character pulls up to the fruit stand and asks if they saw this car, and they're like, he's speaking Spanish to him, and then he whistles, and that whistle is like a real, like, full-on Los Angeles kind of thing, just, and, yeah, he was amazing.
A Los Angeles whistle? What?
It's just a Mexicans in Los Angeles kind of thing. It's a thing they do. That's what I read. Anyway, I don't know. I feel like there was a little ode to the Big Lebowski in this with the way DiCaprio was wearing a robe with his hair pulled back, like a little ponytail back there. I was like, that's very...
It's like, what if Lebowski had a daughter and had the worst day of his life?
Yeah. It was very much like, yeah. The dude was trying to find his daughter. And yeah, the whole the overlap of the railroad, the underground railroad situation, and that that was just
that's one of my favorite parts of the movie.
Yeah, it was another original, like just who thinks up this shit and writes it,
man,
and makes it understandable and have it work like that. It was Paul Thomas Anderson.
One of the best shots is him falling out of the tree, because how'd they pull that off? That's all in one shot.
And then that dude's like, he fell off the roof or whatever. It was just,
yeah, like, he fell off the roof, man. Like, why he fell off the roof?
it amazes me that somebody came up with that story and the details of each individual part of it and put it together and made it work and made it amazing and cast the right people. It was just perfect.
I was a Benicio del Toro. That movie is just like great. Like, just great.
I agree. So yeah, it's I loved
wacky, a little wacky.
Loved it. Very wacky.
You expect that from a PTA movie?
A little crazy. A little
wacky. I was about to say it's. I think after I saw it, I don't remember if I said it on the show or if it was in conversation with someone else. It's the like best PTA movie in a while for me, because there's a seriousness to it where it's very prescient, but there's always, he didn't lose any of his like regular filmmaking writing sensibilities. Like, there's still a lot of quirky characters that you're kind of just like baffled. How did someone
they put those characters together?
This person.
So, like I said, Sean Penn, just the whole Christmas thing, and like Hail Saint Nick Saint or whatever. Nick. It's just so, it was.
I was going to say his walk just, and everything.
Oh, I know. And it was just like perfect.
Sean
it was
Penn just,
I get him. I appreciate the difficulty of even getting a movie made, but to come up with something this original and putting it all together and making it work was the craziest thing. Because it could have been so far out there that nobody would have been like,
yeah, I mean, okay, for me, that's
I don't see it.
Inherent Vice. Like, I didn't like Inherent Vice, and because of Inherent Vice, I kind of just skipped the Phantom Thread, because I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, I never
saw it. It makes movies I want to watch again. But then, like, this one felt like a culmination of everything he's been trying to say for a long time, and it's like, damn, he kind of nailed it.
And cast, I mean, Leonardo just, he's one of the greats, for sure.
Yeah. Leo, Benicio, Case Infinity, Regina Hall, Tiana Taylor, like, Sean Penn, everybody was just, like, A game. Just A game. Wood Harris was in that bad boy.
Yeah.
Alrighty, we got
26 years old. His current girlfriend is 26 years old.
Who's that? Oh, Leo.
Leo's? Oh, she's old. I thought he usually dumped somebody, right?
Oh, yeah. That's right. This is the first time he let them get over 25.
Started with a... No. I think, no, the last one, when he lost the last one when she got that old, and like, this one started that old.
Oh, it started? So, okay, yeah, so he's going to he's like, what, 52 at this point?
I think he's my age, I feel like.
So,
I'd be a little younger. 77?
Scott. A little TV time.
50 on the dot.
I missed that. 50 what?
50.
50 on the dot.
Oh, 50. So maybe that's what he's like. He's like, I got to keep him like 24 years younger. And now that I'm at 50, I got to finally cross that 25 mark. TV. There's a show currently airing right now, weekly. On HBO, next week is the last episode, so if you missed it, you missed it. You can watch it back on demand. Probably enjoy it a little more because you can watch them all in a row. It's called Task. I've talked about the show a little bit. Task on HBO Max, HBO as well. It's kind of confusing now because of Max's existence. Max does have, like, the show airs at 9. You can start watching it on Max at 9. But it's an eight, it's still an HBO TV proper show. And it feels like so much. It's kind of confusing to figure out what's one of those anymore because we're all just on apps at this point. But yeah, Task, starring Mark Ruffalo, Tom Pelfrey, Marsha Plimpton. Shout out to Martha Plimpton. And then a bunch of like British people that I had never seen before that are fucking crushing it. Hold on, let me try to get the wiki up here. Task.
Allison Oliver.
Okay.
Amelia Jones.
Fabian Frankel. Thuso Mabedu. Raul Castro. No. Amelia Jones.
Amelia Jones is great.
DB Fox.
Amelia Jones is so great. Allison Oliver. Owen Teague. Jamie McShane. Sam Keeley. Yeah, this show is, it's a bit of a slow burn.
See, I don't think it was, but
you don't, I mean, think
it
so?
Hit pretty quick because
the first episode just is a shot of adrenaline. The first episode is a shot of adrenaline, even though it kind of lulls you into the show. Like the first 10 minutes where you're just seeing the dichotomy of the two guys and how they're living their lives, and they both seem like they're in not great places. But after the first robbery takes place, everything gets amped up, and then the task force gets made, and everything goes up a notch. And then at the end, we get to the end, and it's like, holy buckets. But then after that, it becomes like a procedural in a way, and there's a lot of characters where the storylines, I think the thing for me, it's like some of these storylines, I wonder how much the show cares about it because they feel kind of not fully fleshed out. Like the whole son and adopted daughter stuff. Like if you're going to have that in there, I wish that was more fleshed out.
Yeah. I was wondering if maybe in the last episode or they're gonna.
They have
flashback,
to resolve that.
Flashback to the event.
Oh, you think so?
Because they've talked about it, but they haven't like shown other than when he went down the stairs and seeing.
Yeah, when he went down the stairs, I knew that was coming. By the way, but yeah, the actual daughter and her whole thing with her husband, like I'm like, all right, if you're gonna throw that in there, I feel like there's more we should be pulling from that or something like. But then you got like Grasso and Lizzie. I love Grasso and Lizzie.
I think a lot of it has to be just more motivations for why the characters kind of are how they are. So they kind of mention a little bit about their side stories, like the daughter that's with the baby. The reason she's kind of short, even though the situation is stressful because her adopted brother, you know, did what he did.
Yeah.
But also she's dealing with something else that makes it even more. It's all coming together, and that's why she says some things that she probably regrets saying to the other sister.
I have less issue with that. I think I have more issue with like the amount of time we've spent with the adopted daughter. Like a lot hasn't like.
I'm thinking she's going to get kidnapped.
Wasted.
Pretty sure she's.
You think so?
Yeah, I predict in the next episode she gets kidnapped.
That would be crazy for your season finale of what is currently being. What is currently categorized as a limited series. There has been some discussion that maybe a season two. The creator Brad Inglesby, who also created Mayor of Easttown, has.
By the way, I like this a lot better than that. That was good.
I haven't watched it. I need to go back and watch
it. It was very dark and very depressing. It's good. This is more, and this is also dark, but not.
I would say this is kind of dark.
I think it's more fun.
But I don't know. I haven't seen the other one, so I can't say yet, but I will eventually.
But Tom Pelfrey, I had never seen him until Ozark when he showed up as the brother.
Big thing.
As he showed up as the brother of Jason Bateman's brother-in-law, and he ended up being a huge character in the show. But I'd never seen him before, and I've seen him a lot since and other things, but he I don't know who the lead is. Like, he and Mark Ruffalo co-leads because they're
It's like a co-lead. It feels like True Detective both, season one. Like,
yeah, even though they're not together. Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, we spend as much time.
Like, for nominations for awards, like, I think it'd be weird to have two actors from the same movie be best actor. You know, usually you can have multiple supporting.
It happened. I was about to say, it happened with
True Detective.
True Detective season one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. McConaughey and Harrelson both were nominated.
Well, one of them's going to win.
The only way I can see Tom Pelfrey being supporting is because of the events that took place the last episode. And I won't say much more after that.
Yeah.
But no, the show is fantastic.
The thing in the awards, they only nominate one episode. They're not nominating the whole series. So it depends on what episode they put out.
For actor?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's more so for like directing and writing.
I'm not sure. Because I feel like even with the acting, they put out one. They nominate one specific. Could be wrong, but we'll see.
I think you're wrong. Well, I was say, we haven't even said what the premise of the show is. The premise of the show is there's a gang that's there's some people that are robbing a local biker gang, and then an FBI agent has to put a task force together. Did you know anything about task force? Did you was this also like shocking to you that they just grab people from around the way?
No,
and I put them on the task force?
I've watched a lot of police shows. There's a lot of task forces, and they bring people in from different agencies and put them under one umbrella. There's a show, Countdown, that I've been watching on Prime. Same kind of thing.
Okay. So, yeah, that was news to me. I didn't realize that. And I think a lot of people who are confused about how some people ended up on the task force, let me ask you, since you have a little more understanding. My understanding is so say I work for like the Delaware County PD, and there's like, just for simple numbers, there's 10 of us. One of us will be on a task force if we work here long enough, because it kind of goes by rotation, or we're nominated by our chief. Is that how
I think it, it goes? It's either people are trying to get rid of you, so they put you on the task force to get you away.
Yes.
Or you're one of their top ones, and it's a way to kind of meet
try and give
new
you a leg up
and move up. More. Yeah. So you want to be on task force, so you have that experience.
That's what I thought. Think like the FBI is going in and picking specific people. I was like, no, I think they're given people, and they kind of just got to do with what they get. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of people are like, how the hell did this person end up on if he was flagged?
Scott, did you know about task forces?
Nominate.
Oh, I love task forces.
What's your favorite task force?
Oh, probably Fantastic Four.
That's all right. A good one. Other shows, currently watching Love is Blind with the lady. We got one more episode in this
lady
bundle. Still watching The Challenge. Reasonable Doubt has been fun and interesting. I watched the first three episodes of The English Teacher. Eventually going to watch the rest of that. I'm also rewatching Mad Men, which is very fun. And last but not least, Abbott, I think two episodes in. Very good so far. Loving this season.
I just finished season two.
Of Abbott?
Yeah.
Wow, you are very far behind.
Well, I didn't even start it till like a few months ago. So, or I've been watching little bits and pieces over the last few months.
Mm. But all right, let's get to the NFL.
Get it off in time on 4th and 10 to the sideline.
So, I don't even. Yeah, we did do well last time, right? If I remember correctly, we all lost. 2 weeks ago, had the Jags, Commanders, and the Rams. Got to go Jags back to week five.
We got 0-4?
I'm looking at the list. Yeah. I don't see the Jags on there at all.
Oh, is that? Let me. Is that last? Oh, I had it. I'm sorry. That was the week.
I'm like, I see the Giants. I see the Seahawks.
The Giants, Eagles, Seahawks, and Eagles, and Rams. I remember we lost all four. That's what I remember. Because
Scott ruined the Eagles season.
Pretty good.
Hey.
Well, he's like, we have to vote on the Thursday night game. And that was not. Not only did the Rams not cover, they lost the game.
Yeah.
Eagles lost to the
Eagles lost.
Broncos.
Actually, I think the Seahawks covered. I think they lost by 3.
Seahawks minus 3.5. Let's see. Did they end up winning?
They lost by 3 to the Bucks.
Yep. So, yay, I won. I won my pick.
I got it right.
Congratulations.
The Giants lost.
So, 1-3.
I think they got their heads caved in that week, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, we're not going to worry about that. We're going to move on to week number 7, where we're going to go 4 for 4. Because we're going to do 3 individual picks and 1 for the whole pod. So, how are you guys feeling?
Which is the Thursday,
Thursday night, we got Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. You got Joe Flacco versus Aaron Rodgers, the two oldest quarterbacks in the league.
The icy hot bowl, because it's being
going head to head.
I got an issue. Everybody making a big deal. Oh, the two oldest quarterbacks in the league. Did they not play already? Am I making that up in my head?
Together?
Where was he? He was with Cleveland.
He was on Cleveland.
Has Cleveland played
Browns
Pittsburgh?
Browns didn't play Pittsburgh yet. I swore they did. No, they haven't. Oh, they just played Pittsburgh. That's what's messing up.
They
played overseas. That's what it was.
In London. But he was already gone.
He was either already gone or he was benched and then got traded right after. Dylan Gabriel played that game.
That's true. Okay. Dylan Gabriel played
that game. Like, am I tripping?
He's tripping. So we got to make a pick for that one. Based on Scott's rules, Pittsburgh minus 4.5.
Give me Pittsburgh in the points.
I agree.
Cincinnati's not going to do anything.
I agree.
Scott. Steelers minus 4.5.
Who does Carolina play this week?
Speaking of Carolina, let's talk about the Falcons.
The Falcons,
when they lost to Carolina.
When they lost to Carolina, everybody thought everybody's getting fired.
I don't understand. It makes no sense to me.
Well, you know what's crazy? Everybody laughed at it, but they fired their receivers coach, and now the offense looks amazing. I think he was the pass game coordinator or something, but they fired their receivers coach, and now everything looks like it's fixed. It's insane.
Well, I am going to take a Washington Commanders. Got it right this time.
Commies.
Minus 1.5 at Dallas. Dallas struggles against the passing game.
Ooh.
McLaurin's coming back, probably, hopefully. I don't know their chances.
You know what I'm going to do? Man, this is crazy to say in the year 2025. That happened there.
The Lord's year.
I think my body was like rejecting the notion of me saying that because I'm like, when did that become a thing? The year of our Lord 2025. I'm going to take the Colts plus 1.5 over the Chargers. Chargers dealing with a lot of injuries.
They almost lost to the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah. They have so many injuries. I would say they got like 3-4 guys missing on their offensive line. They got 2 running backs out. I don't know if Khalil Mack is back yet, but last I checked, he was out. Quentin Johnston missed last game. I don't know if he'll be back for that.
So Scotty is the first. He lost his head coach. How do you feel about
that? That's right. Scott's head coach got fired.
No. Scott, I loved it.
Not paying attention at all. Does Scott watch football?
I love it.
Good riddance.
Scott, you say you're a Rams fan at this point.
Good riddance.
Yeah, Super Bowl.
I'm going to take the Raiders plus 12 and a half.
Wow.
Versus the Chiefs.
The who?
All right.
The Chiefs.
Okay.
The Chiefs have been strong last couple games, but I like that. It's a big number.
I mean, it's a huge spread.
I like big numbers.
And I think Rashid Rice, this is his first game back, if I'm not mistaken.
Ooh. It is, and I have him on both of my teams.
Ooh.
What's funny is last week I sat there on Thursday night, and I had Scattaboo and Goddard on my bench. Both had pretty big numbers.
Scattaboo.
And yet, I ended up winning. I ended up winning both of my leagues.
Wow, did you? Congratulations. I need ESPN and fantasy. Don't tell me about what this position group, this defense does against this position group. Because the fucking Giants were apparently number two against tight ends. So I'm like, well, fuck, I'm not going to play Dallas Goedert. Dallas Goedert has like 50,000 points.
He's the only one. He's the only one that had numbers.
What the hell?
Because freaking Barkley.
Sat him in two leagues. If I would have played him in both of those leagues, I'd get a win.
Yeah.
Annoyed.
No, that's why you don't do research and you just wing it.
It's not even research, guy. That's the thing. It's just right on there on the app. Like you open it and you're looking at your player, and it's like they're going against the number two defensive tight ends.
Like Marcus mentioned it. Like the top three running backs from last year, fantasy wise, like
all doing terrible. Yeah,
Saquon, Derek
Henry,
Josh Jacobs. I don't know why Jacobs is. I guess they didn't really need him.
Well, he kind of broke out this last big, game.
Yeah, he had a good, yeah.
And I think he was having like a touchdown every game. It just like numbers wise, like yards wise, he wasn't matching his total from last year.
Oh, I played Greg this week. Can't wait.
Yeah, you're favored to beat me by quite a bit, although not huge.
Whoa.
And I still got to put Rice in though.
I didn't have a disappointment.
Nobody had a disappointment.
I mean, we just live in a fractured society, I guess. We don't want to call it
fractured butthole. Nobody transferred over the listener stuff.
Oh, I thought you were going to do it.
I said I had not.
I thought you were going to. I thought Greg was going to do it.
I just said I had not
done it. I'll
do
it right.
Come up with a disappointment and I'll do it.
Okay.
Somebody.
Yep. Somebody hit the button. I am disappointed in the Philadelphia Eagles. How the fuck do you lose to the Giants? How do you lose to the offensive whites? Jackson Dart, Cam Scattaboo. The defense just got ravished. Injuries played a factor in that. Quinyon Mitchell got hurt, left the game early. Jalen Carter didn't play the entirety of the game. Keely Ringo, you gotta go, buddy. You stink. Now I know why they've been hiding you for like three seasons. Holy shit, you can't guard anybody. And the offense, Kevin Petula. I don't know if this is not. There's no time for play here. All right, you're driving a Ferrari. You're putting unleaded gas.
Ferrari.
All right, you gotta put premium gas in this car. You're fucking up. All right, everything looks terrible. You're calling runs when you should be calling passes. You're falling in love with throwing the ball because everybody asks you to throw the ball now, and you're not even trying to run the ball. The first two plays of the game was a handoff to Saquon, two carries for 30-some yards, and then you just went away from him for the rest of the game entirely. All right, we're riding high off of the afterglow of the Super Bowl, but our patience are running thin. All right, you're only gonna have so much of a honeymoon phase after that. We're 7 weeks into the season now. Get your shit together. All right, we need adults in the room. We need people to have solutions and not more questions. Okay, all right. I don't need you learning on the job. This is not on the job training. This is the big boys. All right, this is the big leagues. I need you to figure your shit the fuck out or get out the fucking way. Okay. If we need to bring somebody in mid-season, fire him or whatever, Nick, Howie, it's on you guys, all right? Because you're going to waste the prime of all these players and what could be right now the best team in the NFL if you just press the right buttons. Because everybody has issues, all right?
Just press the buttons, Anderson.
Not as great.
Detroit, not as great as we once thought. The Packers, they have questionable losses. All right. The Bucks, we beat them, not even playing well. Seahawks, we've seen what their defense can be at times. Doesn't look great every week in, week out. And then the AFC, you got the Ravens are down, the Bills are down, the Chiefs are trying to find their identity again. They lost to Jacksonville, for goodness sakes. All right? All you got to do is know your personnel and play to their strengths. Stop dicking around. This is not the time to figure some shit out.
I think we transfer them over.
Is that good enough of disappointment for you guys?
Yes.
To hear
yes.
the full 45-minute rant, go to two cheers a pop.
We didn't even do it on Cheers. I was so mad I didn't even want to discuss them on Cheers. Because we played on Thursday. We usually don't cover
Thursday
games.
Anu does a podcast.
So we weren't
from the press box.
So I've been holding that in for a while.
Low lives, low life.
After Jen Carey, Florida.
DTR on the
DTR
Discord.
On disc.
He reiterated last week that indeed disappointed bad people.
Eyebrow can do on the Discord. Disappointment. I've come to the realization that my catamaran, a sailing boat for you Americans, might have to have a Viking funeral as it's not cost effective to get back on the water compared to buying a restored version.
First we're hearing about is catamaran. It's,
that is true.
He has a catamaran.
Sailboat. We know he has like a
ATV or a
moped.
Is it like a mini? It's got to be like a mini sailboat, right?
Well,
it's going to be like
also, can
4 feet
by
4 feet.
For a boat?
Well, I mean, yeah, you got to burn it.
Don't you usually put the thing you're having a Viking funeral in
on
a boat?
Good call.
Well, he has to get a new boat to have the funeral.
Yeah, so he's going to burn that boat.
That's a waste of two boats now.
But you have to fire an arrow, a flaming arrow.
Yeah, I was like,
you got to
burn down the boat.
I want a Viking funeral.
He is Swedish.
A Viking funeral?
After all,
he is
despite
Swedish. Good point,
being in Australia.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Prisoners.
All right, here we go.
Stories that make us feel happy.
Ah, speaking of feeling happy.
Philadelphia won.
Speaking of funerals, you ever celebrate tap dancing on somebody's grave? That's what we've been doing since Thursday when the news dropped
Charlie
that the judge
Kirk.
Was dismissing. No.
Oh,
the judge was dismissing Drake's lawsuit against UMG. All because of the beef with him and Kendrick. This guy cannot stop
Luigi
taking L's. He's lost the rap battle. He's lost the court battle. He doesn't know when to call it quits. He could have moved
lost
on
his
from
fans.
This and just tried to make music again, good music. He put out one song that I actually liked. What Did I Miss? Not a terrible song. But he's followed it up with a bunch of bad decisions and a bunch of other bad songs.
I don't know, but what
he needs
did
to go
I
away.
Miss?
He needs to log in the lab and he needs to just start putting out hits again.
He lost
D'Angelo. People will forget about this, but we did lose D'Angelo's RIP. But yeah, like, dude, just give it up. All right. You lost in the court of public opinion. You lost in the actual courts. Just give it a break. All right. And now we're going to run back, not like us, a couple more 100,000 times and get it back in the top 200 just to make fun of you one more time. All right? You're a walking meme at this point.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Jesus Christ, dude. But, yeah. Shout out.
Shout out.
Yeah, shout out.
Oh, also, Kid Cudi has a song that's going viral on TikTok. Scott, you see this? You see this, Cudi? You're at TikTok.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Correspondent? That's not the song at all.
What's the song?
Going what's back to song? Honolulu just to get that Maui Wowie, that Maui Wowie.
Wow,
people are like
marijuana.
Hanging on things and they're singing the song?
Not on my TikTok.
Not on your
not.
TikTok? Okay. We have different algos apparently.
My TikTok is analyzing Taylor Swift songs. No,
my TikTok.
TikTok.
My TikTok. My TikTok is Mr. Rogers doing these nut jokes with dead rappers.
So
with Eazy-E, with Tupac. The ones with Tupac.
Craig,
hilarious.
AI filter. Scott, I've been hearing some of the stuff about this. That has crossed over because apparently she was talking smack to Travis's ex, which is a black woman. So black people obviously, you know, bristled at the notion. She says, I don't have to be a bad bitch to be savage. And it's like, whoa, what are you trying to say here? These are things that are said on this side of the aisle. Very interesting. Taylor?
Who's she married to? What could it be?
What is she married to? Who is she married to?
Who's she going to marry?
Travis Kelce. I just said that.
Famous white supremacist Travis Kelce.
Oh, Jesus. Settle down. He was with it. Well, if we learn anything from one battle after another, just because you like black women doesn't mean that you're not a white supremacist. Not to say that Travis Kelce is a white supremacist. I'm saying he is.
No, you heard it here first, folks.
He is. Good guy. He has two black agents.
Found the title of our show. Travis Kelce. Confirmed white supremacist.
He's got a redwood.
But, apparently. People not liking that Taylor album, huh? Kicking her back.
Some people like it. I mean, it's the most listened to thing.
Most people don't like it.
I'm enjoying the voicemails more than the songs.
Where are the voicemails? I'm unaware of the voicemails.
The voice notes. She sold and released voice notes of her making the album.
Oh, did she? Well, wasn't there a movie to go with the album as well?
They're almost as awful as the songs are.
Oh, man, that sucks. I was about to say, it was funny. I was thinking to myself, as a lot of this hate was raining down on her album, I was like, you know what it is? Taylor Swift is Drake. You were big for so long, but you don't know how to move on to the next phase of your career. Because a lot of people are saying that the problem is like
her girl boss too close to the sun.
Yeah, like she's still trying to be like the best breakdown of the album was this girl was like she can no longer be America's like white girl.
Well, first these are opinions by people, and I think
it's our opinion.
We're hearing negative stuff, but there's also a lot of positive stuff as well. So. Ultimately,
what TikTok are you on, Greg?
It's got mixed reviews from critics, and fans are panning it.
I don't know. I'm just trying to be the devil's advocate because I love the devil, and I love advocates.
Hail Satan!
Hail Saint Nicholas!
But yeah, so it's very interesting. I'm very intrigued to see how she responds to the blowback.
Yeah. Right on.
Oh, I have to do
right
this.
On. Can I get
high? Oh, Joe, hold on, Joe. Hold on.
Oh. Low life, high life, shining bright. Catch the moments, feel the light. Okay. Is that a snippet of the opening song?
Nice classic rock. Low life, high life,
shining. Shiny bright.
All right. Highbrow canoe on the Discord. Encouragement. Monster Jam was awesome. Sparkle Smash. Freestyle performance was next level and won the night. I feel like Sparkle Smash should be capital letter because it sounds like it's a...
That's Monster Trucks, noun. Right? I'm assuming Monster Jam is Monster Trucks.
I assume.
Oh, and that is a My Little Pony.
My Little Pony.
Kelly Pineda on the Discord.
Pineda.
Encouragement. Baseball playoffs. Loving it. Oh, wait, wrong person.
I was, as a hardcore Milwaukee Brewers fan.
Dodgers fan?
It's like they went up 2-0 on the Cubs and then lost 2 in Chicago and stressful game 5 in Milwaukee. And then 2 losses to start the championship series against the Dodgers. I'm just hoping they can do what Toronto did and they go into Los Angeles and kick some ass on their next game.
You mean what Ice did?
Ooh, wow, Scott. Being very political today,
Scott. We're starting a new podcast.
Scott, you're being so divisive. Come on, the country can't take this. Can't even take, you know, rallying you against the KKK.
Wait.
What did we learn?
First time ever two black women have a title match.
Learned that.
Race.
Constitution will be televised.
Race remains a potent
and often divisive force.
Yeah. Do you guys say divisive or divisive?
Do you guys say sentence or sentence?
Sentence. You guys see that Barry O was the final episode of Mark Maron's show. They just recorded that and put it out. Yeah, yeah, yeah. A lot of clips.
The finale?
It's the last episode, like after 16,000 episodes or something like that.
I knew he was leaving, but I didn't know he finished with Barry.
Yeah,
where is he going?
Retiring.
Know.
It's just quitting.
Yeah, maybe. Just quitting the pod.
Qatar?
I just I saw Mark Maron at the store, comedy store, and all he did was
Albertsons.
10 minutes on L.A. traffic. I'm like, come on, dude. I'm seeing one of the most famous podcasters in the world.
What's the deal with 10 minutes traffic
on Los Angeles traffic? I'm like, bro. First of all, yes, we're
you sure
Angeles,
you weren't watching Adam Carolla.
Two things.
Everybody. One. That's what I'm saying.
Did you see him on a weeknight?
No, it was a Friday night. It was a Friday or Saturday. I think it was
he's working on new LA traffic material.
It was a Friday night. Both of them were Friday nights. Okay. The two times
I
went.
The other thing is, did you hear what you just said? I feel like that's kind of a telltale sign. You said you're one of the most famous podcasters. You didn't say comedian. You didn't say comedian.
It helped his stand up by being a podcaster. I agree.
I wonder, like, of all the top podcasters, how much of them are actual good comics, and how much of it?
Well, thing is,
like
the good comics,
like
I had to stop listening to their podcast because it informed, like, their stand up was so much part of both. Like, I could do one or the other, but not both. And I'd rather have the stand up
or
than the podcast.
They got real bad. two birds, one.
That's I'm kind of alluding to that. Carolla, not really a good stand up. A good podcaster.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan. Not a good stand-up.
What does your dad do?
I went to see Carolla in Denver. It was actually pretty funny, but that was early on. That was way back when he first started.
So, yeah.
Anyway, doesn't matter.
Did you buy any mangria after the show?
I made my own mangria based on him talking about it, but it was just
so crazy.
Wine and vodka.
Anyway, keep it up with Allison Rosen.
Nope.
We used to be best friends, but not anymore.
Oh, really? Same. Yep. What about Jenna? I was thinking of Jenna and Al.
Oh, I do. I still listen to Jenna Kim Jones.
You still listen to them? Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, they do seasons. They do like 6 or 7 weeks in a row. She's like 4 kids now, and they're
four kids.
They're in Georgia. They're in Georgia. She's doing
that's
a lot of
stand-up. That's what I was thinking about.
Who?
Because she's a Mormon. Jenna Kim Jones, she was on Allison is your new best friend.
Rosen.
Allison Rosen is your new best
friend. Her and hashtag Al.
Hashtag
Al.
All right.
Vindigal?
What did we learn?
Learn that Joe cares about the Civil War and assassins during the Civil War.
I would like to kill some KKK members. I might buy a PS5 if the game was coming out. They just lost.
Where's the six? Games. Shouldn't the six be out?
Nah, they usually take like 7 to 8 years between devices, between generations. I learned that Scott's chasing that high of summer school.
Of lack of summer school.
Summer.
I learned that Greg enjoyed OBAA.
Oh.
I did. I really did. That's funny because, like I said, the first half hour is like when they were just.
Yeah, the first like,
I don't
40
know.
Minutes.
I just like, I'm not sure I'm gonna like this as much as people like it, but once they introduce.
Alan Canoe has a boat.
Once the daughter becomes a teenager and starts, you know, her and her. Ninja class.
And sensei. And
hilarious, yeah. For sure.
So the PS4 came out in 2013. The PS5 didn't come out until 2020. So 7 years. So
you nailed it. So we're close. They'll probably do the PS10 next because that's what they usually do. They jump. all right,
PSX.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to another episode of A New Low. I am El Greg. That's Headphone Joe, and that's Scott by Scott. Find everything you need to know at anewlow.co. Find your merch at shop.anewlow.co. I had a burp there. Listen to the other shows on the A New Low Podcast Network. You have Who Does a Podcast, just released the Wicker Man episode. Check that out. Cheers to the Press Box with Headphone Joe and Brennan Tassif. Great, great comic stand-up from Jacksonville, Florida. If I left anything out, like I said, you can find everything you need to know at anewlow.co. Thanks again for listening, and remember, it's been a rad, rad world.
No AI outro?
This is the time to say goodbye to all our low-life friends. We tricked you into listening, but now it has to end. See ya!
Sean Tootle. Sean Tootle.
I got replaced by the cab devs today.